I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. So, where did the beautiful Molly Malone peddle her cockles and muscles? Well, according to the popular song about Molly, on the streets of Dublin's fair city, of course. So Dublin is the answer to our geo-quiz. Maeve Kennedy is a native of Dublin and a reporter for the Guardian newspaper. And today she wrote about a much older version of the song, Cockles and Muscles, that's turned up, one that adds a new twist to Molly's story.
Molly Malone is our patron saint. She is the emblem of Dublin all over the world. I cannot count how many awful Irish pubs I've been in called in her honour. And she's ours. And this tiny little book has turned up in England with a much older version of the song.
Right, and she's not just selling cockles and muscles, alive, alive,
no.
Oh, is she?
No, there are no cockles, there are no muscles, there is no wheelbarrow to wheel through streets broad and narrow, but it is fairly obvious that the man who is singing the song knows her very well indeed. And we are left to work out what the contractual relationship behind that situation might be.
Right. Well, I think perhaps some people in Dublin would say you're probably putting the cart before the horse. I mean, the line is, I'll roar and I'll groan, my sweet Molly Malone, till I'm bone of your bone and asleep in your bed. There have been rumors that Molly Malone was a prostitute, not just a fishmonger. Where does that rumor come from?
This story about street sellers anywhere in any country, hasn't it? It's like actresses. I mean, the assumption has been that it's such a hard work earning your living selling low-price items like cockles and mussels, which even in my day were the food of the poor who couldn't afford anything better. And I think a lot of the ballads about street singers have this slightly fallacious suggestion that they might be selling their favours as well as their fish.
Mm-hmm.
But Dubliners have obviously stood stoutly by the reputation of our Molly Malone as a good, fine, nicely brought up fishmonger, you know, a fishmonger like her father and her mother before, and that's all she sells, cockles and mussels. So obviously this version is a bit of a shocker, but it is very old. This tiny little book that it's turned up in was published in Doncaster in 1790, so that's almost a century older than the famous version. So we've got her back almost a century earlier than anybody had thought. But whether we've actually done her reputation any favours in the process is another matter.
Well, Dubliners, as you say, defend their sweet Molly Malone. But what's their reaction been since the revelation of this older verse of the song?
I would like to say that people were shocked, outraged, and are marching on the booksellers in Hay on Wye who found this little book. In fact, I think the reaction has been universal hilarity. My own niece works in Dublin in a very cod Irish bar, and she tells me the song is being sung with several extra verses there tonight.
Now, this famous statue of Molly Malone in Dublin, I mean, I don't want to say she looks like a prostitute in the statue, but
there's a bit of her hanging out.
She's not modest.
No, she's certainly not modest. And she does look as if she might have a patron who paid for more than the odd whelk. she was immediately christened the Tart with the Cart when the statue appeared in Dublin Street.
The Tart with the Cart.
The Tart with the Cart. And I'm afraid this song doesn't do much to redeem her from that nickname, really.
Well, maybe you can give us just one verse of the tune. You must know it pretty well.
Truly couldn't. Come on.
I think we might have to take it off CD, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid you might. I was brought up with a tune in my head, I'm afraid. Even for the virtue of Molly Malone.
Maeve Kennedy reports for London's Guardian newspaper. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marco. That was great fun.